Sermon Podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the evening of Maundy Thursday, April 17th, 2025, entitled, It's Not About the Feet. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
He poured out water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel. The observation has been made that the Gospel of Luke has as one of its overall goals to deal with the issue of who is in and who is out. When you think of it, that's an important subject for us all. Since we were young, we've worried about it. Whether on the playground, in our family of origin, or in the workplace, being in is important. Are we in or are we out? And how about you? In or out? I've had people share with me that Maundy Thursday is one of their favorite days in the church year. And that's astounding, really, because until the liturgical renewal of the late 1970s and the 1980s, at least in Canada, most Anglican churches paid little, if any, attention to the day before Good Friday. In the church where I grew up, only a couple of dozen worshipers, if that, would gather on Good Friday morning for a quiet anti-communion. Maundy Thursday is complicated. It lands right in the middle of what Christians refer to as the Passion of Jesus. The word passion, a rich word in meaning, originated from Old English, French, and Latin. To suffer. But not only to suffer, to do so with intensity. The hurt referred to by passion comes from the belly, from deep within. Jesus is suffering today. Jesus will die tomorrow. Like the other synoptic gospels, the disciples in Luke never quite get it. And who could blame them? This is complicated, to be sure. It's been long debated whether on this night before Jesus' death, the disciples had even an inkling of what was about to go down. Jesus had warned, he had given very specific prediction. What the disciples did best was deny. Die? Teacher, surely not you. There was a lot happening that night in the upper room. Jesus was hiding now. Being public was getting increasingly dangerous. So with Passover at hand, it made perfect sense for Jesus and his close circle of friends, those on the inside, to share the customary meal. For Christians, this night transformed that action into the signature memorial of what would become the Christian church. For the church, the Eucharist, the command, the mandatum that accompanied it was this: a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. It's from that commandment that Monday gets its name. This is Commandment Thursday. And they received the mandate. But there's more. During supper, Jesus got up, tied a towel around himself, Luke tells us, poured water, and began to wash their feet. Jesus was about to act out an example of just how God loves. Not as authoritarian or as patronizing parent, but as servant. We come to expect how impetuous Peter might respond from what we've learned about him in previous verses of this gospel. We've come to expect his jumping to conclusions, acting without thinking, speaking before he actually thought it all through. Lord, he says, you are going to wash my feet? Because that wasn't how it was done. Servants washed the feet of their masters. But Peter says, right, this is an example lesson. So when he gets that part, he says, so, Lord, wash me from head to toe then. Wrong again, Peter. This isn't about feet. This isn't about washing. Could it be about who's in and who's out? Jesus said, you do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand. And the disciples eventually would come to understand Jesus' actions fully, and they would pass that understanding on to us. Seeing the foot washing anew in the light of Jesus' death and resurrection, they would come to understand that the only real power and authority belongs to God. We mortals who spend our lives trying to build up that sense of control for ourselves chase an illusion. Here, all the paradoxes Jesus had been teaching could be heard anew. The last shall be first. Blessed are the poor. Those who love their life lose it. Only a seed that falls and dies can live. And the Master comes among us as a servant. Jesus didn't call his followers to lead in the same way that others led by lording it over them. He called those who would come after him to lead as servants. It had nothing to do with feet. Jesus' call was radical, to love as God loves, as he had loved, with more concern for the other than for oneself. And the accusations against him were many. He ate with outcasts and sinners. This man presumes able to forgive sins. His parables were simple stories that broke down age-old divisions of race, religion, social order, and politics. His teaching caused a considerable reconsideration of who is in and who is out. The kingdom, he declared, was an upside-down one, and he had the whole world in an uproar. But the time was drawing near. In eerie, veiled language, he said that he had now been glorified. What could possibly be next? In 24 hours' time, they would gather together again, hidden for fear of the authorities, in shock, in mourning, and in disbelief. But perhaps the mandate continued to ring in their ears. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.